Blog Talk Radio. power of his mind. Put on the whole armor of the heart, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio Special Edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I'll be your host by name, your Seer Israel, Seer Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Tribe of YHWH. Six Anointed Camps featuring Voices of the True Israelite. All right, good enough. I'll be your host. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us on this special edition called Thursday Evening. We'll look on the international side first and see who all have gathered around the radio to hear the Six Anointed Camps unlock the mysteries of the Bible. And we'll stroll on the international side and give us a little peek what that sound like. All right, on the international side, all the philosophy still. That's 195 international countries. I mean, they all got a representative in here what the Six Anointed Camps got to say. You know, that's a good thing. And we're splashing out of New York, 112-652. 112-652. 112-652. We're gonna find our elder and bring him in, and he'll tell y'all about the 112-652 195 international conference flashing. And what we do, we'll take a look at a memo coming in as we speak it. Well, let's see what it's saying. So we'll peep at all that while the elder's letting you know who bring his broadcast. We'll find our elder, and we'll bring him in, and he'll tell you all about it while we peep at these memos and see which way part 14 will go. So when you meet the elder with a lot of boys, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahuwah BJL Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Elder, while I'm looking at this problem. These memos coming in now. They said, see, you don't want to answer the telephone. 224 line. We don't left messages on you for us to call you back. But see what they don't understand. Oh, see, he be moving around. And we just can't answer the telephone and do all that. So that's why we hit you as you open up your computer. Okay, well, you do what you got to do. So sooner or later, it'll be somebody but you got to be somebody qualified to be able to get right back and fix it on the count. They're qualified to get back at you. So it ain't about all hearing about me, hearing from me. You can hear from the Six Anointed Camps. They got ready to say on whatever your problem that you have in the Six Anointed Camps that you need an answer to. They can give it to you. And that's what we'll be trying to set up. Where the seer can just ride shotgun and just watch it unfold itself and grand style and just as Yahuwah. So, Elder, well, I can tell you the slots is filled. Look pretty good. On the international side, it's 112-652, 195 international countries. So, whatever you got to tell them, I'll be peeping a couple of these memos, and you take it from there. You're on the clock. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another outstanding audience attendance of 112,652 listeners. Well, at this time, I don't think I'd have to say I suppose that's a good thing, because that is a great thing. And it shows us one thing, that the words of Yahweh is reaching the ears of many. That's why a teacher can't learn from his students, as I always said before, but once the students find out who the teacher is, they can't wait to listen to a little bit more. So we welcome and thank all of you that came to hear the things that most of us listening can hear. But some listening never understand, and that's without the proper teaching. And that's what we provide here at Yahweh's Ministry. Proper teaching, the way to go. Most of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And we see that it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. I've said before, we had to tell one guy, okay, go to the book of Genesis. We had to show him it was the first book in the Bible. That was very misinformed. So this is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And you notice that key word, righteous. You have to be righteous in order to pick up the word of Yahweh. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage or confuse their evil teaching in an overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. I even had a verbal combat with a preacher myself yesterday, trying to belittle my mind and the understanding in the words of Yahweh. But staying within the Bible, I held my ground. And this is what we teach you to do in this ministry. Use the Bible and the precepts to support the Bible. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. As I've said many times before, people ask, how can you get that much stuff out of this one book? It comes from knowing the word of Yahweh, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The Sabbath class, the top part of it is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big iron, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. More than likely, I'm going to have to read these verses out pretty soon because we have a lot of people that's not taking notes to keep up with what we're saying. We do have to take notes. This program covers a lot of information. We do this to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. This is also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Kwa. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Calendar will help keep you in tune with the feast days, you, your family, and friends that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can rightfully call with Yahqua in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But as the seer said, one man can only do 100% of what one man can do. So we are stretched out and we have to get to you when we can, but we will get back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, enter three words, Yahqua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahqua be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the scriptures and what is being said, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, as often mentioned. You will miss all of Yahqua's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahqua's words and try to help others in his teaching. So at this particular time, so we can do that, keep your Bibles open. Possibly take notes. We have a lot to learn. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, Yodam. Okay, well, I was still reading pretty good. And I was like looking forward for you make a little effort on what's going on today with the children of Israel. So we'll just take a little shot at it ourselves. So we, you know, we're great note takers. So we're great note takers. So we're taking notes. See, always when it comes to network, we gather a sheet of paper with nothing on it. And we listen. We're great listeners. I like to listen. That's why the best part of broadcast, both I'm a furnace when the mother got something to say. And I take notes. That's what I do. I am a great note taker. Because like I said again, when I'm on that network, we just whatever way it flows, that's the way we go. We be studied up on everything, but whatever he want on the table, that's what we put on the table. So that's how we operate. We never have nothing specific, but we know we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries. And I see a lot of questions that the other nations have. I just leave it like that. I ain't going to call you out who you are. It's just how do you know who's who, when is when? Because, see, he'll give you that discernment. He'll give you that discernment once you obey and become a covenant people. And you put down being a non-covenant keeper, then he'll open up to you. But you can't go both ways. You got to be a covenant keeper to really understand exactly what we bring to the table to be able to stroke it like a storm machine. You got to be a covenant keeper. So if you're not a covenant keeper, it's not going to work. You can listen all day long. You can be on the broadcast, catch every broadcast it is. But every time you get ready to explain it, you're going to stumble all around the place. You know why? Because he said you're not going to receive it that way. You know, so I made a couple notes on what Mr. Kill said earlier. And remember, this day right here, has a day by not knowing who you are. Let me write this down. And what it call it? Psalms, make a note of that. Psalms 11, verse 3. If your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So if you don't know your foundation, you can't put this thing together. You're thinking you're doing something because the world is doing it, but you don't know the world is built on your back through your disobedience. That's pretty good. The world is built up on your back through your disobedience. Never supposed to happen this way. So he say he gonna throw you in a great captivity, but he's always gonna send a warning to tell you how to come out of your great captivity. That means obeying what the scriptures are saying. So you got to obey. That's it. Simple as that. If you don't obey the scripture, that means you're not a covenant keeper. If you obey the scriptures, then you're a covenant keeper. That's just the way it is. We're going to find Brother Yahjai Israel. Let's we bounce that around a little bit. We're going to bounce that around a little bit. If you obey the covenant, you're a covenant keeper. If you don't obey, you're not a covenant keeper. And Yahweh is a covenant keeper. That's it. When he looked at you, he looked at you through the pages of his son, through the psalm, through the ministering spirit, through the seers, through the elders, through the fathers, through the mothers. He looked down on you and see what you're working with. But everything he be doing, he asked one question to his son. How did they come along with that covenant? He said, well, according to the mental spirit telling me, they're not doing so well. And that takes me back to what the elder just said a minute ago. We're examining some of what the elder said a minute ago, or what he mentioned about Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. We're going to investigate a little bit of that. Of course, because there wasn't no accident for it to come out. So I'll tell you what, let's investigate that and see what it's saying that he read in Leviticus 27, verse 30. We're going to investigate that a little bit. Then we're going to get back on the topic, but we got plenty of time to investigate a little bit. And I want to, and Brother Yahjai Israel, I want to invest a little bit on Benjamin Franklin, what he said in 1751. I want to hear who all he called Swati black peoples. What nation did he call Swati, which means black peoples? What all the nations did he call that? Because we want to add a little bit more to that. About the statement that Benjamin Franklin, that supposed to be the founding fathers. See, we've been taught that and got degrees on the founding fathers. But I beg the difference. It's a little more information you must have to be put on the table to become a founding father and have it in your records and give you grades on it. You got to be like a Berean in 17 verse 11, if that's so. Then you supposed to go read in the Bible and check basically. Yeah, that's so. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, all of them, they the founding fathers. You're supposed to be an investigator and you're supposed to check out, right? We're going to check out some things after we bring in Brother Yahjai Israel and when you meet your brother. But a lot of boys, you say, Brother Yahjai Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that brother Yahweh Israel. You know, things is, I mean, if it's so, it's supposed to line up in the Bible, it's supposed to be so, whatever person's saying, it's supposed to be a written record on it somewhere, and we're supposed to go in the book and say, yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's true. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, brother Yahweh Israel, let's see, can we see if we get something going on after we hear some Luke 12, 12.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But what do Thomas say in verse 3? What do Thomas say backed up in Psalm 11, verse 3? You can go either way. Matter of fact, you can go 11, verse 3 first of Psalms, then swing on down to Thomas, verse 3. Let's see what both of these say there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. Book of Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah keepers, the ones that try to keep the first five books, what can you do if you don't have your Torah, first five books, instruction? And in the first five books, you have to be a 213 of Romans. I know we say the verse, but we play it by ear, Brother Yahweh Israel. He said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, Brother Seer. But what do it say in Romans 213? What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel, 213?
Book of Romans, chapter 2, verse number 13 reads. Romans, chapter 2, verse number 13. For not the hearer of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
Read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel. Read that again.
The book of Romans 2, verse number 13 reads, for not the hearers of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
Mm-hmm. What was Joseph? What was Joseph, according to what we can read in 2nd chapter, verse 19? What kind of man was Joseph there? That's a final statement he made. What kind of man was Joseph in the book of Matthew 1:19? What kind of man was he there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we can read?
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse number 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man.
Joseph was a just man. Who was he patting himself after in Matthew? Who was he patting himself after in the same book of Matthew, Brother Yahweh Israel, 27th chapter? Pick it around by verse 17. And we'll read now to who was he patterning himself after by being a just man. We're going to Matthew 27, pick up verse 17, down to verse 19. Let's see, well, who is he patterning himself after?
The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 17 through 19 reads. Book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Yahweh the Son, which is called the Anointed? Verse 18. For you knew that for envy, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Verse 19. when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife said unto him, saying, have you nothing to do with that just man?
Listen, my old husband of mine. Listen, have nothing to do with that just man. Because it's written, they pull that in the 24th chapter of Proverbs, telling you about a just man or woman. So you understand, they pull that verse, 24th chapter, verse 16. That verse is pulled. He said, have nothing to do with that just man. You know, see, what a just man or woman, that puts, see, when you're just man or woman, you have you some 3:22, 1 John, before we read Proverbs 24:16. Now listen to me. Listen to me. When you're just, the definition of just, then you have you some, this is what you have working with you. Some 3:22 of the book of 1 John. That's when you're just man or woman. This is the definition of being a just man or woman in 3:22. What is that, Brother Yadda Israel?
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 reads, whatever you ask, you receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So a just man or woman is those that keep the Torah instructions. So now you got the definition of a just man or just woman. Those that keep the Torah instructions in right, that makes you just. Then now we look at 24:16 and see what happened to a just man or a just woman. That's really what happened, because when it happens, you don't fold up and say, oh my goodness. No. This is what happens, but look at the two parts to it at the end of it in 24:16. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 24th chapter, verse 16?
The book of Matthew.
Yeah, back to the Proverbs again. That Proverbs 24:16. So we have the definition of being just. See, a just man or woman is gonna look when the scriptures come out, and whatever the scriptures say to do, they're gonna just obey it and do it. That makes you just. But if this happened to you, understand is written not only the first part, but also the second part. What is saying 24:16? Proverbs.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16 reads, for a just man or woman falleth seven times, rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief.
Mm-hmm. You say a just will fall. Listen, you will fall. I understand something. There's no way of getting around it. Your greatest fall can come from within. But remember, when you get knocked down from within, you get back up. Because Yahweh said, I'm going to allow you to get back up, and then I'm going to know what you're made of, but I'm going to hit you in the mouth. Understand that? And I'll hit you in the mouth. It's going to be whatever you love the most, that's where I'm going to hit you in the mouth. Now, whatever you love the most, might love more piece of cars you got. Might love the house you got up. Some certain britches or certain dresses. Whatever you love the most, that's where you're going to be hit at. Keep that in your mind. And Yahweh let you know, see, he'll peek down through the eyes of his son, through the minister spirit, through the elders, through the seers, the elders, the fathers, and we look directly at you and see as your guest met you to be perfectly plain. You will be knocked down. It's up to you to get back up. This is where they pull that from. The wisest man in the world, he wrote that. So keep that in your mind. You're going to fall. Now let's go to Thomas to get that Thomas at 1:3. And Thomas, Let's see what he looked old Thomas eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to Thomas. And see, and it's gonna take us to what we on today, what the world on today, and it tells us something plainly. What it tells us in Thomas 1 verse 3, again, precept that to Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. How that sound there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's go to Thomas 1, 3, and just go straight on to Judges chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if we can get out of Judges. Is that 2, 1, 2, and 3? Well, you know what I want. You know what I want. You on the clock, come out.
Book of Thomas. Verse number 3 reads. Book of Thomas, verse number 3. Yahweh the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Brother, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Mm-hmm. And then what it says, we talked about it yesterday, but believe that when the children of Israel ignored all his information, they were scattered. And they were scattered to every nation upon the sons. And remember, the children of Israel, according to 60, verse 24, is how many people there, Brother Yahdai Israel? How many people there was prophesied that the children of Israel will be? And 24 verse 60. Let's talk about that for a minute. The children of Israel, what will they be?
Book of Genesis 24, verse number 60 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
Mm-hmm. He said, the prophecy of you will be a thousand millions. And what do it say about that in Daniel chapter 10? What do it say about that, what you just got through saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Give me what I need in Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. What do that says that we can read? It's prophesied that the children of Israel will be a thousand of million, and Abraham going to pass over to Isaac, and Isaac going to pass it over to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and there'll be a thousand million. And what do we read? What can we read in 10:21 about what was said there? Come on.
The book of Daniel 10, verse 21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
Mm-hmm. No, so that takes me right to what Mr. Till said. Now, Mr. Till, he quoted a verse in Leviticus chapter 27:30. Well, let's go back and see. Let's examine what he quoted. Let's examine what he quoted. He said, maybe I got to do a little more talking on this 27 verse 30. So, and when I heard that, my pen automatic started right. Let's see if we examine this 27 verse 30, but let's look at verse 1 before we get there. Let's read verse 1 and see who is pointing toward this verse 30. Who is the author behind? And what do it say is in 7:57 and 2nd Ezra? What do it say is in 7:57?
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 57 reads. Look at 2nd Ezra 7, verse 57. Then I read me and said, This is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
This is the condition of the battle. I understand, sometimes you be saying, well, he's telling you plainly, this is the condition of this battle, or the battle. This is the condition, see, right? What we're getting ready to read, you can't, all the waters that hold back the wet. This is the condition of the battle, and this battle you trying to get is salvation. Okay, he going to give you the condition, and what he said in 2 Ezra 6:6, back up to 6:6, and what did he say behind that in 6:6?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 6, read. Then did I consider these things, and they all were made to me alone, but to none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other.
He said, I'm the one got the order from my Father. I'm the one that told the ministering spirit to take it down to the elders. I'm the one that the elders take it to the fathers. The elders. Then it got to the fathers, the mothers, and it got even down to the children. See, that is the protocol. And in the 10th chapter of St. John, what do it say is about that? What do it say is about that in St. John chapter 10? See, what we're dealing with, and we was watching a lot of historians, they was writing a lot of information. But you know what? Every historian, before he write anything, you know what he do? He studied the Bible and seen what the Bible said. He don't believe the Bible, but he believed that, look here, they said this happened over there. Let's go over there and let's peep at certain things. And that's what they come up with. They'll give you a shot on it, of the Bible. But see, we can go in the Bible and tell you exactly the whole deal. And that's why many books is a word to the head. In the 10th chapter, what it says in verse 35.
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 35 reads, St. John 10, verse 35. If he called them Yahuwah, to whom the word of Yahuwah came, and the scriptures cannot be broken.
See, the condition of the battle, the man that said, I'm the one started this thing, and I'm going in. He said the scriptures cannot be broken. So now we're going to find out what is the condition of this battle. And that's up to you to look at the condition of the battle, of what this man's saying. In the 14th chapter, but he says something to Ezekiel about these people. He says, and let's see what he says in Ezekiel 14 about the peoples that it's eyeball to eyeball with the condition of the battle. In the 14th chapter of Ezekiel, 1, 2, and skip down to verse 5 and take it down to verse 8. Let's see what he says about this condition of the battle. And what is he saying in Ezekiel 14, 1, 2, and skip down to 5, down to verse 8. What did he say?
Book of Ezekiel chapter 14. Verse number 1, 2. Verse number 5 through 8 reads. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 14. Verse number 1. They came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat down before me. Verse 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse number 5. That I may take the family of Israel in their own mind, that they are all estranged from me through their idols. Verse 6, therefore say unto the family of Israel, the fear of Yahuwah, repent and turn yourself from your idols, turn away your faces from all your abominations. Verse number 7, for every one of the family of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, who separated themselves from me, and set up idols in their mind, and put up the stumbling block of their sin before his face, and cometh to a shepherd, to inquire him concerning me. And Yahuwah will answer him by myself. Verse number 8. And I will set my face against that man and woman, will make him a sign and a proverb that will cut him out from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am Yahshua.
That's big talking about Yahdai as well. And in the 20th chapter, verse 23, what happened since he said he's going to cut him off? He said, I'm going to cut him off. That's what he said he's going to do. Now we're going to follow that up in the 20th chapter, verse 23. And we'll take it out on the verse number 27. Let's follow that up, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's follow that up and see exactly what happened in the 20th chapter, verse 23, on verse 27. Let's follow that up, Brother Yahdai Israel. See you, Roy.
The book of Ezekiel.
Yes, sir. Chapter 20, pick up verse 23, down to verse 27. Let's see if we follow that up a little bit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I think we own something. And although I got tons of memo, but I got to piggyback. But sometimes when you piggyback off a statement, you got to go around and come on back around the way Yahweh wants you to do it. What it says in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23, down to verse 27.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse number 23 through 27 reads. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse number 23. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness. I will scatter them among the nations, disperse them to the countries. Verse 24, because they had not executed my judgment, five my statutes, that polluted my Sabbath. Their eyes were after their father's idols. Verse 25, therefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, judgment whereby they should not live. Verse 26, that polluted them in their own gifts, and that they called to pass through the fire all that opened the womb, that I may make them desert to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. Verse 27. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the family of Israel, say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, that they have committed a trespass against me.
He done all this because of what in 24? You mean he done all this because of what reason in verse 24 that we can read? All this been done because of what reason, Brother Yahdai Israel, in verse 24?
Ezekiel 20, verse 24. Because they have not executed my judgment, but have despised my statutes and polluted my Sabbaths.
He said, you ain't done my judgment. And plus you polluted my Sabbath. That's what he just said. Now let's come back now to Ezekiel 27. What judgment you got? What judgment? What is the condition of the battle? What you got on the table that we have despised and we will not do your judgment? What is it that we can read? Now we see the Sabbath and my judgment. What is your judgment? Correct Ezekiel 27 verse 1. Now we've made it back to 27 verse 1 again. Let's see what he's saying, 27 verse 1, then 30 to 34. Let's see exactly what judgment that we have paid it, no, never mind. Piggybacking on what Mr. Till said earlier, but we had to go all around that way, that's the way Yahweh wants to be. So what judgment that we refuse to do, I mean, in a hurry, according to thus says Yahweh. Let's see. Let's see what's going on in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1. And skip down to 30 to 34. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 1, verse 30 to 34 reads. Book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 30, and all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh. It is righteous unto Yahweh. Verse 31, if a man will at all redeem up of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Verse 32, it concerns the tithe of the money, even though whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be righteous unto Yahweh. Verse 33, he shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the chain thereof shall be righteous. It shall not be redeemed. Verse 34. These are the Torah instructions, commandments which Yahweh commanded Moses for the family of Israel at Mount Sinai.
These are the Torah instructions. He commanded to Moses. He said the tenth of it is nothing to talk about. He said, whatever it is in your hands, the tenth of it is nothing to talk about. He said, you pull that out, whatever it is, that's one thing you don't even talk about. The first thing you do, you pull a tenth out. That's the first thing you do. That's what he say. He said, that is a word in verse 34. He said, the first thing you do of his statue, you pull a tenth out, whatever it is. It was a dollar. You pull a 10 cents out. He said, that's off the top. What he say in that verse 34?
The book of Leviticus 27, verse 34. These are the Torah instructions which Yahweh commanded Moses for the family of Israel in Mount Sinai.
He said, these were Yahweh commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel. That's it. He said, it's nothing to talk about. He said, well, did you get your hand on something? If it was a dollar? He said, look here. Well, a tenth of it coming out. Ain't nothing to even talk about, according to what he said. WCC said, can we hear that one more time? Back up, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come back down to 30 and make it just a little more plain for the WCC. Be a little bit more plain on what they're hearing. Pick it up again, verse 30, and this is Yahweh talking to Moses. He's telling Moses exactly the way it is, and we're going to all read together. Let's see what he says in verse 30 down to verse 34. What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30 through 34 reads, Leviticus 27, verse 30, and all the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh. It is righteous unto Yahweh. Verse 31, therefore man will let all redeem up of his tithe, shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Verse 32.
Hold that point. What are you saying about that? He said, every time you forget, you add a fifth part to it. He said, go back and think about when you forgot the last time you paid tithes. He said, whenever the last time you paid tithes and your recollection kick in, you add a fifth part every time you missed. He said, I bet you that I keep you thinking that you do exactly what he's telling you to do, because this right here is a thinking man's book. But it's an obey book. He said, go back and think the last time you got your hand on some substance. And the last time, what did you do with it? This is a thinking man, but it's written exactly what Yahweh wants to be done. So now, he said, now if you redeem any of that, he said, I'll tell you what you do. Take a fifth part to it and put it with it and get it to the ministry. You got it? Good. What do you say next?
Verse number 32. And concerning the tithe of the earth or the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rock, the tenth shall be righteous unto Yahweh. Verse 33. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, whether shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be righteous. It shall not be redeemed. 34. These are the Torah instructions which Yahweh commanded Moses for the family of Israel in Mount Sinai.
Read verse 33 again, Brother Yahweh Israel. 33 again.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 33. You shall not search whether it be good or bad. Neither shall he change it. And if we change it at all, then both it and the change there shall be righteous, shall not be redeemed.
He said, you don't search where it's good and bad. That means you don't have, well, I got a personal problem with a fellow here or a fellow there or a person there. He said, that ain't got nothing to do with what my orders is. He said, whatever personal problem you got, you keep that personal problem that you got. He said, but you make sure you do exactly the way I tell you do, because this is the condition of the battle. Huh? He said, this is the condition of the battle. He said, I gave you statues that was not, whatever he said, because you refuse to do his condition of the battle. He said, regardless, you pay your tithes regardless. Regardless who you mad at. Because this is the order from the Almighty Yahuwah. Now, that verse was poor, Brother Yahdai Israel. It was poor. Let's back up and let's find out where it was pulled from. Let's see where that was pulled from by going to the 14th chapter. And here come Yahuwah the Strong after Abraham took 300 of his boys and he went back to get Lot. So they, he was coming back from the slaughter. Then this old piece of land called Melchizedek, which is Yahuwah the Strong, gonna meet it. Here come Yahuwah the Strong. He's sitting there waiting him because he mustered the battle. So in the 14th chapter of Genesis, let's see where that was pulled from, exactly how for Yahuwah to intervene. See, if you're doing Yahuwah's business, he don't told you about mine. I'm going to intervene. The reason you in trouble today, because you got statues that's not good. Why? Because you don't want to do none of the statues that's good. You're doing your own thing. You're not keeping the Sabbath day. You're not keeping the feast day. And you're not wearing the fringes. This is an order from the Almighty. This is the condition of the battle. This is the condition of the battle. You know somebody tell you, well, this is it. If you pass this, then you can go. Here goes the condition of the battle. So, you know, in other verses, we can read where the big general, he was beginning the battle in the book of Luke. He said, well, and I see that I can't win this, but the condition of the battle is send an ambassador up front and let him straighten things out because we can't win this. Yahuwah is telling you this, see, right? The condition of the battle, this what you do and don't give it no thought to it. This is an order from him. He said, whatever passed through the rod, I mean, whatever get in your hand, the first thing you do, you pull out 10% out of it. Whatever it is. If it's a big, if it's a small, it's up to you. It's up to wherever Yahuwah bless you with. That is the condition of the battle. Now watch this right here. Now Yahuwah the Son, Olahi, he got to step all hemmed up. And everybody around the sons of Ham, they done hemmed them up and taking everything they got. And he got back to his uncle, Abraham. So Abraham got his 300 hired servants with him. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get me a piece of whatever they did for my nephew. I'm going to see can I work it out. But after he worked it out real good, after all that was said, but what we can read, what really happened is in 13th chapter of Isaiah. So we can read this, what really happened in 13th chapter. Yes, here, turn to 13th chapter and let's hear what really happened. Okay. What it says in 13, verse number 4. Yeah. Isaiah 13, verse 4. What really happened to that brother Yahdai Israel that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse number 4, read. Book of Isaiah 13, verse 4. The noise of a multitude at the mountains, like as a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations, gathered together. Yahuwah of hosts musters the hosts of the battle.
Ain't that something? Yahuwah musters. See, Yahuwah musters the hosts. Who do you think just propping up the sixth anointed count? Do you think, man behind this walk? No, this is Yahuwah doing. See, you don't recognize the hand of Yahuwah. You know, you can't be like an Eliezer, Jewish man, or what's the other brother named Ishmael, the Quran man in 23 verse 40-47 of the book of Jasher. They said, hey, my right hand man, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing. He said, well then, hold on a minute. My firstborn son, Ishmael, the Quran man to be, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing either. He said, Isaac, you know you're going to have a son called Jacob one of these days. And you have a son called Esau. He said, tell your father now what you see. He said, what I see He's actually the 24th chapter. He's actually the 24th chapter of Exodus. Oh, let's go read the 24th chapter of Exodus. See what he say he see there. Brother Yahweh Israel. This is what he say he see. This is what he say he was looking right at in his 24th chapter. We can read what he said he seen in verse 10. This is what he said he seen 10 and 11. See what he said he seen. In the 24th chapter of Exodus, he said, what you see, my son? He said, well, I see 24 verse 10 and 11 of Exodus. What did I say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Exodus 24, verse number 10 and verse number 11 reads. Book of Exodus. Chapter 24, verse number 10. They saw the Yahuwah of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. Verse 11. Upon the nobles of the family of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw Yahuwah and did Andrew.
He said, I see Yahuwah. And I see up on his feet is a paid work of a sapphire stone. You know, you got some brothers. It's probably your neighborhood. You probably heard it. You call a brother blue. Brother be so black, you call him blue. A sapphire stone is blue-black. So what Isaac seen was Yahuwah the Son take a big black feet and stick him out of the cloud, and it looked like he had a manicure on his son. He said, I see some big black feet. There it is right there. Sticking out of a cloud. Then he knew that this is the right guy to take care of his business. That same thing about his ministry. I don't know. I'm going to know when somebody read it. But I'm going to be watching the page of the book. All I do is watch the book. I got to hear speech. All I do is look at the book. If you're about Yahuwah's business, then here it is. Here's Yahuwah's business. Then you will see what the one that do, that's a covenant keeper see. He said, we see it. He told Eliezer and Ben Yehuda, or the Jewish man and the Quran man, y'all just stay back with the asses. And then we go on the public, and they went on the public, and they ate and drank with it. Then they came on back, and they went on back their way. See, Ray, you only going to see with your covenant keeper. If you're not keeping the covenant, you ain't going to keep. Matter of fact, all you're going to have on you is a sack of Timothy 3, verse 7. This is what you're going to have on you. You have notes everywhere, but you're going to be on 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. What is everything you read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 7?
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse number 7. Ever learned, ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's big talking there. Ever learned. But never will come to the knowledge of the truth. Right? Case in point. Today is a day that the 10 northern tribes is the worst day of their history. No, the second worst day of their history. The first one, they got kicked out their land for being disobedient. And this is the second day of they moan and groan those that know they're Israel. Because they know they got three put on them. They got on this day, way back in the early part of the 1700s, late 1600s, they got a three put on them. They got a three put on them. First of all, they had a feast on the wrong day called green corn. They got a green corn feast. The feast is in the big of 23. They had it on the wrong day because, first of all, they broke away because they said they're going to do their own thing in the 40th chapter. 13 verse 47. So they were doing a feast on the wrong day. That's one thing they were doing. So that's strike one they were doing. Then all of a sudden they had a green corn feast, but Yahuwah said plainly in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. This was Yahuwah said in Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Yahuwah, you know, he talks in advance. It's up to you to always understand that Yahuwah talks in advance. He called in from the beginning. Now he's gonna send a messenger spirit to the big dignitary down there called Hoshea. And let's see what happened 2:1, 2, and 3.
the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3 reads. Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1. The minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you into the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Before I also said, I will not drive them out from before you. They shall be as thorns in your side. Therefore, Yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
You see that? What is he saying? 2 Ezra 7:21. What is he saying? So what is he saying, C-Ray? He's saying of 2 Ezra 7:21. What did he say over there in 2 Ezra 7:21? What did he say, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra 7:21 reads, for Yahweh have given straight to her instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even if they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
He gave you straight Torah instructions in the book of 23 on what to do and what not to do. These are the feasts of Yahweh, and anything outside of that is the feast of Satan the devil. Huh? So anything outside of what he gave you is not forbidden from Satan the devil. He didn't give you what you're doing today, those that have did it today. He told you have no partakers in it. Now what he said. No, you cannot bite those of a covenant to a sacrifice, a murder, and a killing of his people. Well, you know who you are. You don't participate in that. Okay. The cranberry sauce that they buy, that is representing the blood of the 10 northern tribes of Israel. Because when they shot them pistols in on them and one that ran out, they even cut your head off and kick your head around so blood was all over the place. That's the cranberry sauce that you took today, open that can up and took that cranberry sauce off and break it down and spread all around wherever you put it off. That cranberry sauce was your forefathers and mothers, nieces and nephews, great nieces and all that. That's their blood. They shed it. On this day, the dressing, the stuffing, they didn't know what to do with all the bodies. So they just had them dig their own grave. Y'all, one that's left, dig a big hole and take all the bodies and stuff them in there. So that's where your stuffing and your dressing. So now you got your blood, the cranberry sauce. You said it on this day. The dressing that you made. That you made and had it dressing all laid out. That was for what? For what? The turkey of the year is you, and you become the turkey. So the dressing, the cranberry sauce, your blood, your forefathers' blood, mother's blood. The dressing is they burying you in that hole, putting you deep as you can. And what they put in there, the turkey of the year is you. All three of you was went into that when you taking that part. And you dig in, it was any part of this day. When you dig into that, all your forefathers and mothers crying. What in the world wrong with you? Nobody do nothing after they know the knowledge of the truth. How do you celebrate something that your people, 10 northern tribes, was stacked like planks in holes. Babies on the breast, shot into the tent. Boom, 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 boom. You come on and come right out, had the sword and cut them on the neck. Kick the ball, kick the hair around, and it's recorded history. It's recorded history. Taking long knives. What do they call them long knives? That brother Yahda is ready to cut that grass down. What's the name of them things called?
The sword and the shadow.
My other thing they call a the long knife they call.
Machete.
To be cutting A what?
A machete.
Machete. Thank you, Brother Yah. The machete. The dog that couldn't get the guns cocked fast enough, they had the machete. Anything that had anything above the shoulders on, they hit it on the neck. Hit it on the neck, see, right? And they kicked the neck, they kicked it around like soccer game into a big hole that he made the one that they want to keep to be able to dig the work. And that is the record, see. You go ahead and put it up. It was there for you. So any part you checking of that, that was Yahweh saying, how long would you continue to disobey what my ruling is, make no league with the inhabitants of the land? Let me know, Grandmama, Mama going to say, you always have came, but I got the knowledge too. I can't do that no more. I can't do that no more, Mama. Why we got to meet on days that we get kicked in the ring? Why can't we meet on one of these days in the big of 2 and 3? Why all the time we got to meet when we get kicked in the ring? Well, that's what we would talk, babe. Okay, but the light on came now. That's over with now. You don't get the blessing this man come up the way you want to come up with. That ain't the condition of the Bible. Now, let's watch Yahweh again real quick, that brother Yahweh, Israel. So now Yahweh, now Abram brought out his son, his nephew was in trouble. Now let's come back and see exactly what happened when Yahweh, he had already mustered a battle up on him. And let's see the spirit of Abraham have that we can read. So now here we come. Now, pick up at verse 17. Now, he was sitting there watching everything because he was mustering the battle. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. Let's see what happened. It's a big word I want to hear in there, and we're going to do a whole lot of that all next week on this big word we're going to hear in verse 17. What does it say in verse 17? 24:17 down to verse 20. Genesis 14, verse 17. It's a big word. I want to see what Abraham was working with his 300 high servants. 14, verse 17. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel? What's going on at WCC? I don't hear no Brother Yahweh Israel. What are you saying? See, this is a day of Thanksgiving. We all happy listening to you. Don't make us sad. What do you mean don't make you sad? So you gonna mute Brother Yahweh because of making you sad by reading the Bible? Well, what are you gonna do? Well, okay. It's your radio station, you do what you want. Let's see if we come bring back our elder and get his closing statement in, and what we'll do, we'll go a little further by that. Like I said again, you want to mute? We all in the rooms here. We want to hear something good today. All right, we'll give you something good. See me find our elder, and we'll bring him back in for his closing statement on tape number 14. And that's what we do. But bring the elder back in, and but we was reading a book. But it's your radio station. What can I say? Elder Pierce, what your closing statement is, and on tape number 14, they'll come out. See, are we gonna mute him too? Because he's going to talk about something too, based upon what you're talking about. Well, okay. Well, this is your radio station. Let me see if I can find something going on the radio broadcast. Your radio station. So, let's see, can we find Sister G Israel? Let's see, can we find Sister G Israel and bring her in? And see, can we continue a little bit on what we're working with? Sister G Israel, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, G Israel. Well, like I said again, it's old saying, who makes that record? Mama said there'd be days like this. Well, I tell you what, let me go back to, let me put that down for a minute. And let's take a look at what was said over here in Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. What do Genesis chapter 14, verse 17 say?
Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17 reads, "And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer of the kings and the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale."
So you see, so Yahweh had him bless Abraham's hand, and then when he went to get Lot and all his goods, Abraham was coming from the slaughter seed, right? See, this is what we're trying to tell you. When you got Yahweh right, look for it for being part of the slaughter. You know, so later, you know, he's going to, you know, all that, what they do, they're going to come back with recompense in time to come. But Abraham was coming back from the slaughter. Okay, that's good. Now, the slaughter was taken. He was coming back from the slaughter, but we found out Yahweh did most of the battle. Now, this Melchizedek is Yahweh the son. And over verses, we'll break that down, but we're going to do it over here. So let's see what it says in what happened next in verse number 14, verse 18. What happened in 14, 18 there? G Israel.
Verse 18. "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High Yahweh."
So he's a priest of the Most High. So you know all the priests of the Most High is Yahweh the Son. Good. Now, and what happened next in verse 19?
"And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High Yahweh, possessor of heaven and earth."
So Abraham recognized who this was. This was the possessor, the one that made heaven and earth. And according to Ephesians 3, verse 9, who did that? Who he blessing in Ephesians 3, verse 9? So he recognized that. So he blessed the one that made heaven and earth. So who was that in verse 3, verse 9, Ephesians, did all that? Way back in Abraham day.
Ephesians, the chapter 3, verse 9. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in Yahweh the Son, who had been hid in Yahweh the Father, who created all things by Yahweh the Anointed Son."
So there you go. So there they are there. So that's the one Abraham meeting. And then you precept that to the eighth chapter, make sure that's him. You precept him and listen to his own mouth tell you exactly who that is Abraham getting ready to meet. All you have to do is precept your Bible. We go on the eighth chapter and pick it up and find out exactly if we precept your Bible or who is this that met him that we can read. What he says and here go the sons of Esau, they making a great big statement because like I said again, they ever learn it but never come to know the truth. In the 8th chapter, verse 53, down to verse 58, So let's see what's going on here. In St. John chapter 8, verse 53, down to verse 56 and 58. 56? No. Let's read all the way down now. St. John 8, 53, 58 says what?
John chapter 8, verses 53 through 58. John chapter 8, verse 53. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the seers are dead, whom makest you yourself? 54. Yahweh the Son answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your Yahweh. 55. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. 57. Then said the polluted word Jews for Esau, unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and has you seen Abraham? 58. Yahweh the Son said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
That's a good talker there. He said something in 55, something that he do there, Sister G. Israel. And the last two lines in 52, what did he say that he got no bones about that he do in 55, the last two lines? What did he look an eyeball and say something that I know I'm going to do? What did he say, last two lines?
55, but I know him and keep his sayings.
Yes, he said, I know him. He said, you know why I know him? Because I keep his saying. And that's what he tried to tell you, see, right? To know him, you got to keep his saying. That's why he said, the reason why I know him, I keep his saying. That's the key. Now let's run over to and precept that to the 12th chapter. And see, what is he saying that you keep? What is he saying that when you know him, you'll keep his saying? 49 and 50. So when you know your mighty one, how you examine yourself? By keeping his saying. And what is he saying in 12, 49, and 50?
What?
Same book, St. John.
John. Chapter 12, verse 49 and 50. John chapter 12, verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a Torah instruction what I should say and what I should speak. 50. And I know that his Torah instruction is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
That's big talk. So let's go back and see if it's everlasting. Let's find what he's talking about now. Let's go now. Come on back to the 14th chapter. So we know this Melchizedek is Yahweh the Son. Because he said, Abraham was glad to see my day, and he saw it. So this Melchizedek is polluted for Yahweh the Son. So here it is with him. So we don't precept the book and find out the one that possesses the made the heaven and earth is Yahweh the Son. So we got that part of it right. So now we know we're clear Abraham coming from the slaughter. Wasn't coming back from a patting on the head. He's coming back from a slaughter. Abraham done some big time killing, so he done some slaughtering. And now, all of a sudden, he's coming back. Same 300 went with him, same 300 coming back. Now, let's look what happened in verse 20 now. So now, Melchizedek, polluted for Yahuwah, the Son, met him, and he blessed him. Let's see what happened after that in 14, verse 20 of Genesis.
Genesis, chapter 14, verse 20. And blessed be the Most High Yahuwah, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
Ain't that sound? So you see what you see here? There ain't nothing to talk about. See, there ain't nothing to talk about. He gave him tithes of all. There wasn't nothing to talk about. Understand what Yahuwah said. Certain things ain't nothing to talk about. The blessing of Yahuwah is what Abraham did. Now, found by his grandson, the one that we named after. Now, he was on the clock. His grandson was on the clock. And we'll find out exactly what he mean by tithes of all. We're going to find his grandson and catch him in business. Let's find out exactly what's going on with his grandson in 28th chapter, verse number 12 through 14. In 28th chapter of Genesis 12 through 14. And figure verse 21. No, let's figure verse 20. I'll make it sound good. And Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 down to verse 14. And let's see what our grandfather said when he was on the clock. 12 through 14 and 20 down to verse 22. Let's see what's going on here, Sister G. Israel.
Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 through 14 and 20 through 22. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the ministering spirits of Yahuwah ascending and descending on it. 13. And behold, Yahuwah stood above it and said, I am Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Abraham your father, and Yahuwah of Isaac. The land whereon you liest, to you will I give it, and to your seed. 14. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. 20. And Israel vowed a vow, saying, if Yahuwah will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. 21. So that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahuwah be my Yahuwah. 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahuwah's temple. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
He said, all that you will give me, all that you will give me, the first thing I'm going to do is pull a tenth out of it. He's all that you give me. If you're going to treat me right the way you treated my father and my grandfather, and you're going to show me some things. He said, now, you got all this, and all I got to do is this. And that's why he made it plain over there in that verse number that the elder read in 2730. and 31 and 32 is nothing to talk about. He said, all that you give me, what I'm going to do, what did our grandfather say he's going to do again in that verse? He said, now all that, what can we read what he said to Yahweh? All that you give me, what he said he was going to do that we can read? What did he say to G. Israel in that last verse?
22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's temple. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
Yes, Aaron. What is it? What are you going to do that for? That's when you do around chapter 11, find out, hey, why is you going to do that? Why is you going to do that? Let's see what we can read, painting a picture on why you going to do that. You know, everything written, all you do is follow the lessons. Everything's in it. Ain't nothing to think about. Found the Bible tell you do, do it. Let's see what's written in the 8th chapter. Why are you going to do that? Let's see, what can we read in the 8th chapter, verse number 17 and 18? What can we read verse 11 to make it sound good? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, then skip down to 17 through 18. What is he saying? You got to precept your Bible to see what he's saying. What is he saying in Deuteronomy 8, 11, 17, and 18?
Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 11 and 17 through 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that you forget not Yahweh your Yahweh in not keeping his Torah instructions and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. 17. And you say in your mind, my power and the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. 18. But you shall remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day.
When you go on further on that, this is Yahweh doing. So you know what you're supposed to have in your mind? 118:23. What's going to come across your mind when you hear stuff like that? You precept it to David, and David tell you how your mind is supposed to react to a statement like that in 118:23 of Psalms.
Psalm chapter 118. Verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
That's all you're supposed to say. That's all going to come across your mind. You're supposed to be able to go in the book, see what your forefathers did. You do what they did. Guess what? You have a blessing of Yahweh over your head. One day you might need it. One day. Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple of Almighty Yahweh. Now, and this is on the right side of the book, in a book of Hebrew, through the title called Hebrew, and he made a profound statement, and Paul was addressing Peter, gave him the microphone, so give him the platform, Paul ain't going to do a little talk. And what did Paul say in 7 verse 7? He made a profound statement in 7 verse 7, and what did he say?
Hebrew, polluted title, Hebrews, 7, verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
Mm-hmm. The less is blessed than the better. Let's see that he was quoting something. He was quoting something in verse 9. And let's see how far that go back on the left side of the book. Let's see what he was quoting all the way back there in Genesis. He was quoting verse 9. Well, he pulled this verse 9 from way back yonder. Verse 9.
And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
Ain't that something? You mean pulling, showing you exactly what they were doing then? It was a bloodline thing to do exactly to pay your tithes. It was a bloodline thing. Let me tell you exactly in two lines, what is a tithe? What is the definition of a tithe? Let's get two lines in verse 2. I tell you. See, the Bible tell you everything is just a point. He says, you just don't want to do Bible, but you want the blessing of the Bible, but you don't want to do Bible. But that's up to you. Your time's going to run out. You know what he says in 7 verse 6 of St. John? Well, what did he say anyway in 7 verse 6 of St. John? What he says of Jesus right in 7 verse 6 of St. John?
John chapter 7 verse 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Hey, that's a second. He said again, your time is always ready. You don't know when Yahweh he'll let you lay down, and you might not even get back up, and next time you get back up, the time to go to the fire. You don't know. So how would you be playing Russian roulette with this information that is given just by the verse that the elder read, and he said, we need to investigate this verse, this Numbers, Leviticus 27, verse 30. I said, okay, let me make a note of that. And here we is investigating. So understand what I'm saying, see, right? Ain't no accident. So you got to examine yourself. Because what Yahweh wants you always to be is the way he tell you to be. And what he tell you he wants you to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, then kick back to verse 38. Let's see what that says. Let's see Paul is addressing the great big northern king that's scattered. So he caught them. Now he did tell them something. What are you telling in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, and kick back to verse 38?
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 40 and 38. Let all things be done decently and in order. 38. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant.
Hey, that's how. And I say, if you want to be ignorant, man or woman, you continue being ignorant. But this man is a order. All he wants is to see is one thing, order. I don't care about your numbers, because the children of Israel, we read in 24:6, we ain't going to read this lesson. They are 1,000,000,000. So it ain't got nothing to do with numbers. What Yahweh want to see you is in order, and decent in order. But if you want to be ignorant and look at you got a dollar in your hand and don't pull out a pen, then you be ignorant by yourself. There it is right there. Verse 38. Now let's go back to the book of Hebrew. Blue title called Hebrews. Let's find out what this tithe is all about. Give me two lines. Let's find out the definition that we can read. Paul is addressing this great big temple of Yahweh. Now he's addressing them. And he's on the microphone. You know the reason they was in that great big temple? Because they paid tithes. You know why it's a great big temple? Because they paid the tithes. Huh? When you pay your tithes, that's what it's going to be. Land, school, banquet hall, all over the place. Big dignitaries come all over the world. Why? Because you paid the tithes. If Yahweh wouldn't want it, it wouldn't have it in the book. That is your first duty, to get on his blessing. Now, let's look at two lines. What is the definition of a tithe in two lines in the book of Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrew? Two lines. What's the definition now, Sister G. Israel?
Hebrews of Pluto for Hebrew, chapter 7, verse 2, To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
Right there. See what Abraham did? Abraham gave a tenth part of all. That's the right side of the book. Do you know what he got written in 8 verse 12 of the book, the same book? What he got written in 8 verse 12? Same book.
Heber chapter 8 verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Yeah. So he says, once you recognize the signs of the time and look at what that written in Acts 3:19 and be about some 3:19, he said, whatever you have did, I ain't remember no more. He said, don't you bring it up, but you got to make sure you line the way you got written in this book. What he's saying, 3:19, the first step got to be done.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahuwah.
Plain to me. Now, let's get an example of someone that knew this information. And let's find out what happened by knowing this information, then pay it no never mind by going to Acts 5, and we pick it at verse 1. We're going to see on the right side of the book what happens when you know the rules and regulations, but you pay it no never mind. Let's see what happens in Acts chapter 5, and we'll read down until we get our point. Let's pick it up. Let's find out exactly. Now, we know the rules and regulations. We know the condition of the battle. Now, he said, I'm gonna try you whatever you love the most. Now, let's see the condition of the battle. If you're going to do whatever comes in your hand, do the right thing. And here go a case in point. We go on to the fifth chapter of Acts, and pick up verse 1. And we'll read down and see what happened all through this right here, all the way down to verse number 11. Listen to this story right here that we all can read together. Acts chapter 5, 1 through 11. This is G Israel. Come on.
Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession too, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your mind to lie to the righteous spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? 4. Whilst it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why has you conceived this thing in your mind? You have not lied unto men, but unto Yahuwah. 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Yahuwah? Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door and shall carry you out. 10. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. 11. And a great fear came upon congregation, 12 tribes of Israel, and upon as many as heard these things.
So they say, it's a guy, dogs and killing going on up there. He said, I'll just get ready to do me a little lie about my part. That now let's go back and now we can understand what's right now. So now, where is all this coming from? One more time in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1, 30 to 34. Now we can see where all this is coming from, the first five books. So now we're going to swing back to the first five books and look at 27, verse 1, and 30 down to verse 34. Now it should be plain that what he told Moses is in effect as we see. Yahweh got a great slaughter, a killing coming. Okay. And they all was working from Leviticus 27, verse 1, 30 to 34. Let's see the same answer to G Israel.
Leviticus chapter 27, verses 1 and 30 through 34. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 30. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is Yahuwah's. It is righteous unto Yahuwah. 31. And if a man will at all redeem out of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. 32. And concerning the tithes of the herd and or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be righteous unto Yahuwah. 33. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be righteous. It shall not be redeemed. 34. These are the four instructions which Yahuwah commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.
So a seal picked up on it in the 35th chapter, 1 through 16, a closing statement. What did he say? Now a seal was reading all that. And then all of a sudden, he was on the clock in the 35th chapter of Sirach, 1 through 16, 35, 1 through 16. Let's see exactly what he said after all we all heard. Let's see what he had to put on the table in Sirach 35, 1 through 16. And the closing statement, that's with G. Israel.
Sirach 35, verses 1 through 16. Sirach chapter 35, verse 1. He that keepeth the Torah instruction bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the Torah instruction offereth a peace offering. 2. He that requiteth a good turn offereth fine flour, and he that giveth alms sacrifices praise. 3. To depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to Yahuwah, and to forsake unrighteousness is a propitiation. 4. You shall not appear empty before Yahuwah. 5. For all of these things are to be done because of the Torah instruction. 6. the offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High. 7. The sacrifice of a just man is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall never be forgotten. 8. Give Yahuwah his honor with a good eye, and diminish not the first fruits of your hands. 9. In all your gifts, show a cheerful countenance, and dedicate your tithes with gladness. 10. Give unto the Most High according as he has enriched you, and as you have gotten, give with a cheerful eye. 11. For Yahuwah recompenses and will give you 7 times much more. 12. Do not think to corrupt with gifts, for such he will not receive. And trust not to unrighteous sacrifices, for Yahuwah is judge, and with him is no respect of persons. 13. He will not accept any person against a poor man, but will hear the prayer of the oppressed. 14. He will not despise the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she poureth out her complaint. 15. Do not the tears run down the widow's cheeks? And is not her cry against him that causes them to fall? 16. He that serveth Yahuwah shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds.
Big talk again. Yeah, I got here 8 through 11 and 16 again. 8 through 11 and verse 16. So you making the plain, see, right? You know, you're always down on your knees. Oh, Yahuwah. Oh. Yeah, okay, I hear you. He said, you want your prayers to get past your ankle. He said, you got to have you an 8 through 11 and 16 working with you. He said, don't you be praying? Don't you be asking Yahuwah something every now and then? He said, if you do, make sure you be looking ready at 8 through 11 and 16. Then your prayer, it'll get past your ankle. If you got 8 through 11 and 16 and the closing statement. What is the answer to G, Israel?
Verses 8 through 11 and 16. Verse 8. Give Yahuwah his honor with a good eye, and diminish not the first fruits of your hands. 9. In all your gifts, show a cheerful countenance, and dedicate tithes with gladness. 10. Give unto the Most High according as he has enriched you, and as you have gotten, give with a cheerful eye. 11. For Yahuwah recompenses and will give you 7 times much more. 16. He that serveth Yahuwah shall be accepted with favor, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds.
Thank you, no praying in that. Sister G. Israel, we'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. for the more BOTTY. What's your closing statement? You on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sir Israel, for connecting the books. And see, Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, that's Sister G. Israel. We'll catch you back on the airways at 7:30 tomorrow for the top part of the Saturday. Just like that, Saturday just run, next thing you know, time to go ahead again. You know? This is Yahuwah doing C. Roy. But remember, we read in St. John 7, verse 6. He said, I know my time, but your time is always. We can tell you bottom line. He got it in the book of Titus 1, verse 2. He said, in hope for eternal life, Yahuwah cannot lie. He told you what he wants you to do. He told you in 2 Ezra 7, 57, this is the condition of this battle. This is the condition of it. He said in Sirach 6, verse 6, he said, I'm the one started this thing, and I'm going to be in the end of it. In First Book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1, he assigned great big men of spirit that do only one job, watch and take notes. You think he will stand before that man, and you ain't done the way he did. He said you always do what his father tells him to do. And let me read that verse. See, right, there's two types of peoples on the planet Earth. A covenant people and a non-covenant people. Which one you saying? If you're non-covenant people, according to him, you're going to pay a gruesome price. If you're covenant people, you got a blessing coming. We read that. That's up to you. All right. Now, what is the most best part of these three-hour broadcasts? I'm going to tell you. Now, you want my opinion? The WCC said, well, when you give me an answer about how many in the room? I said, I ain't got an answer for that right now. But I can give you an answer to the best segment of this part. The best part of these three-hour broadcasts is when we hear the mothers come to the microphone and go eyeball to eyeball with you. From experience telling you, this is the condition of the battle. You ain't going to get around it. You ain't going to go over it. You ain't going on it. And you ain't going through it. If you don't do the condition of the battle, you're going to lose. So we're going to bring the mothers in. And this is the best part of the segment that I like, is when the mothers get in that microphone and talk to you on what the Almighty gave them to tell you. And we're going to find the mother right now. We're going to look for the mother on the network. And we're looking for them. Let's see if they got to tell you. And I'm going to be all ears taking notes. So, when you meet the mothers out of camp one, I know it's mothers in all the rest of the camp. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But this is camp one, the mothers out of camp one. And I have watched these mothers. I have watched them personally on the page of the book. I have never seen David's demeanor where I got to ask them, what kind of spirit you got on you today? They're not a murmur. They're not a complainer. They're not a backbiter. They play it from the pages of this book. And you get ready to hear it. The best part of the broadcast, in my opinion. So we're going to go look for Mother Z. And we're going to bring her in. She's going to get the microphone and talk to you. And I'm going to take notes. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one, with a loud voice you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yada Judah. Yahweh Israel, see you right.
Yahweh, bless you, see Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother Z, now I know that you take great notes and you always got your eyes on the prize, no doubt about it. But we got a national audience here. This audience is so big over here on this day that the world have came all out of town, all counterway. And Yahweh said, listen, I told you, old man, what's good, and old woman. I told you what's good. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that a little bit later on. Matter of fact, before we get off and end that, Mother Zeke, I need that verse to be read. The man made up a bounce. I need that verse read. Before you get your, I need that. Yahweh said, let Mother Z read one verse in the book of Micah. We go on to the book of Micah there, Mother Z. And see, one thing about it, we come to this network with a fresh sheet of paper. We don't know what we're going to say. And that's why we able to do what we do, because Yahweh leads his ministry. In the book of Micah, we're going to take a look at what did he say in the book of Micah. Then we're going to let you have a microphone, take all the time you want. We got plenty of time. But something in Micah, chapter 6, verse number 8. It makes a profound statement in the book of Micah. Now, I don't know what to say. I'm so nervous. I want to get there and be there and follow through. I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do. But in 6 verse 8, can you read what it says in 6 chapter, verse number 8? Then, whatever you got to tell this national audience, I'm all ears. Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 6, verse 8, Mother Z, what did it say?
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what do the Yahweh require of you but to do just, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with the Yahweh.
Ain't that something? He said, I don't show you what's good. And what's good is Torah keeping. I don't show you. He said, you and I have no excuse to stand before me because I don't show you what's good. And what's good, we're not reading is Romans chapter 7, verse number 12, is keeping the first 5 books. That's good. I showed you what's good. I'm through with it now, Mother Z. Take your time and get that microphone and talk to the national audience. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I would just like to say to the national audience, this day, a lot of Israel is out there, well, celebrating the Thanksgiving Day, you know, as they say. And I just want to read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that thus shall be no prosperity to me, seeing thus has forgotten the first 5 books of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, I will also forget thy children. And then I'm going to go read, because it's a lot of people out there, they saying about what Moses did, what Abraham did, what Noah did, and all, you know, because, you know, Noah, he got drunk and all this, and they talking about what the people did in the Bible, you know, before they before they changed. And I'm just going to read Revelation 22, and I'm going to begin at verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth this saying of the seal of this book. Verse 8, I saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard, I saw and fell down to worship before the feet of the ministering spirit, political angel, which showed me these things. Verse 9. Then said he unto me, see, thus did it not, for I am the elf and of the brothers, the seals, and of them which keepeth this saying of this book, Ben Yahweh, verse 10. And he said unto me, seal not this saying of this, of the seal of this book, for the time is at hand. Verse 11. He that is just, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And back over in Hosea where it said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It is talking about, you know, we are destroyed. Israel is destroyed because they have no knowledge of the Torah instruction. And back in Revelation, it's talking about whatever you be doing when Yahweh come for you, you might as well to keep doing what it is you're doing, because if you wait till the time that he come for you, and, you know, if you wait till then, it's going to be too late to try to get right. So we better try to be getting right while we have a chance. And I just want to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I was saying, good Moses. So you said you think you can all of a sudden you went time on the clock. And then all of you gonna say, what is that? Matter of fact, that's written in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. And then they said, hey, give me some of that life you got now. It's too late. It'll talk about the, you know, that's a double meaning in the 25th chapter of Matthew. They're going to say, yeah, he come. Yeah. Give me some of that. Too late, she's late. And you know what? They pulled that verse about being too late. We might even read it. I don't know. That verse was pulled in the 25th chapter. All this Bible do is repeat over and over and over again. You study it, you keep rolling it. And you don't know. When Yahweh is going to say, it's over with. Then he's going to say, you got it written in Business of Paul 44. He said, Paul, write down what they're going to say to me at that day. And you'll get a book called The Business of Paul. Go in your PDF and put up 44. People say, have mercy on me, Yahweh, the son. He said, what did you do for me to have mercy for you? They said, if we'd have known the punishment would be of this magnitude, we would have done no other work. And that's written over there in the Business Paul 44. So we already know what's going to be said. You know, all the ones that have stepped in there and don't want to do the Bible way. The man going to get you. And he going to get you good because he got it written. We can go in the Business Paul 44 and read exactly what's going to happen to those that don't do what he got in his book. They don't have mercy on me, Yahweh, son. Can't do nothing for you. You had a chance. You didn't know when I was going to shut you down. You rolled the dice and you came up short. You've been in Daniel weighing in the balance and you come up short. Might read that too. I don't know. But we got one mother down and two more to go. So we're going to find another mother out of Camp Warren. She's going to get in the microphone and talk to you. So it's written in the 21st chapter of St. John. It's written in Samuel, the second chapter. When someone comes to you three times and tell you something, that is serious business. It's where you take notes. You got three mothers. One have made a statement. You can bring the second one in. And we go on. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh beat you there, I see you right. Mother, let's try it again. Now WCC now. Now this is the best part of the broadcast that I'm going to say. This is the best part of the broadcast to me. So now we're going to go back to the network again. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh beat you there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Israel, of Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, there, Marie. Now, you know, our loved ones, they have made a lot of calls, and they'll say a lot of things, and we understand that, but it's written that our greatest defeat will come from within, but we have to stand on this Bible. So the national audience, they all back in. They got their book, everything Yahweh got written in this book. And they still skinning and grinning. But we keep saying in 7:6. He said, I know my time in St. John, but your time is always. Now, you know, that's big talk in my mind, that's big talk. But Murray, what are you going to address and say to this national audience? The world is listening. It's represented in every nation of the sun is listening to this broadcast. Over 100,000 plus is listening to this broadcast. Now, the microphone is yours. You take your time and whatever I'm told you, put on you. You're on the clock. Come on.
Maurice, in Revelation chapter 12, I'm going to read verse 7, 8, and 9. And it says verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 8. Prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his minister spirit was cast out with him. And I'm going to go to the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, and verse 5 to 12. In the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verses 5 to 12, verse 5. Then Satan said unto Adam, Thank thou that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall even bring it to him or fulfill my word. No, not so. For I myself have never, ever thought of obtaining what I asked. Verse 6. Therefore did I fall, and did I make you fall by that for which I myself failed, and with you also. Whosoever accepts my counsel, while it's thereby. Verse 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule, and I am king over thee, because thou hast hearkened to me and hast transgressed against your Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised me by the Yahweh. Verse 8. Again he said, as much as we do not know the day agreed upon with thee by the Yahweh, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered, for that reason will we multiply war and murder upon thee and thou seest after thee. This is our will and our good pledge, that we may not leave one of the sons of man to inherit our order in heaven. For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire
upon thee when thou comest into the cave to dwell there. Verse 11. When Adam heard these words, he wept and mourned and said unto Eve, hear what he said, that he would not fulfill out of what he told thee in the garden. Did he reply then, did he really then become king over us? Verse 12. But we will ask Yahweh, who created us, to deliver us out of his hand. So you have to beware that Satan is loose, and he's telling you that he gonna stay on you, because he don't want you to enter into the heavens. So when they fixing these dinners for the feasts and be inviting you to come over to dinner, you got to remember that Satan is behind this. So because Yahweh told you about his feast days, and these is not his feast days. So we got to remember that we got to believe what Yahweh said do and not what Satan said do. Because Satan is a deceiver. He'll tell you, do this, do that. If you listen, you'll go wrong if you listen to Satan. So that's why we got to get into the temple and learn the word and learn what we should do and what we shouldn't do in order to overcome Satan when he come on earth. Because Satan will get in your children. He'll get in your family. He'll be on your job. And Satan just be all around you. And you know one thing? You got to stay prayed up and ask Yahweh to watch over you and keep you from Satan. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
As a matter of fact, Mother, since you're so close in that verse, you might well read that 27 verse 3 in that book of Adam and Eve while you're so close to it. Because see, Yahweh gave him boundaries. He gave him boundaries how far he can go. But he said he's not going to rest. He's not going to rest. He's going to stay on his part all the way. That means Satan's going to do his covenant. His covenant is to get you. But Yahweh left something there that we need to read in 27 verse 3. The same book of Adam and Eve, what do it say is in 27 verse 3? Same book, Adam and Eve 27, and look what it says in verse number 3.
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 3. When Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, can thou make me a garden as Yahweh made for me? Or can thou clothe me in the same right nature which Yahweh had clothed me? That's the one you want.
Yeah, 27.
Oh, 27, verse 3.
That's good. Yeah. Can you do anything Yahweh had promised me? So let's see what happened in verse 27.
Okay. You know, 27:3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 27:3. What it says? What do it say that we can read in 27:3?
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3. He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer.
Right there. Good. Mm-hmm. Right there. So Satan got a boundary. When you keep the Sabbath days and you make it inside of one of the six anointed camps, you know, Satan can follow you all the way up to the door, but you got to stop. You can't come in when you're doing Yahweh's Yahweh, he left that for you to always remember. Long you stray along, you can talk all the Yahweh you want. I got you. Satan cannot come in when you keep in the Sabbath day by doing an eyeball to eyeball and bumping shoulders to get in the kingdom. It's always about Yahweh's bit. But as long as you sit in the 12 verse 3 and hide behind the curtain, Satan going, we're going to wear you out. He going to tell you you're doing just good. You just doing the broadcast coming on. You're doing good. Tune into the broadcast. You doing good. I'm going to tell you off the top. Satan can't come in when you make your presence in the temple of Yahweh. He has to bag up and wait until you come out. So if you're in one of them 6 anointed camps and you word it up, you got something to work with. Because Satan on his job. He got it written in 1 Peter 5:5-8. He's sick and weak in the vow. And you know who he's about? Those who pay the Sabbath day, no, never mind. Those who are not bruises in their clothing. They have a blessing over your head. So wait. Gotta tell you like it is. Now, we're going to find one more mother. We're going to look and see if find one more mother out of Camp 1. Now, like I said again, the best part of broadcast when the mothers come on. Because the mothers are going to tell you straight up. Like I said, they're going to tell you what time it is. Spirit is going to be the same way. Every time. Every time the same way. I ain't got to ask you now, hey, what kind of spirit you got on you today? I ain't got to ask you that. Because I watch them all through the pages of the book. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, mother, you heard two mothers already getting that microphone and calling it the way they fit it. And that was a good thing, and that was a great thing. Hallelujah on that. But we know this Bible, it says plainly in the book of Samuel 2, it says in Samuel 2, and it says in St. John 21. When you hear some the third time, that's on you. That's serious business. So Mother D of Israel, the world listen. What you want to tell this national audience, the flow is yours and take your time. That microphone is yours and take your time. You and come out.
Yes, I would like to address the national audience by bringing in the book of Enoch and where we can find Enoch in Jude chapter 1, started verses 14, and it reads, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Yahweh cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are on Yahqualy among them and all their on Yahqualy deeds which they have uncommitted and of all their hard speech which on Yahqualy sinners have spoken against him. Verse 16, these are murmurs, complainers, walking after their own lust and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men person in a moderation because of advantage. Verse 17, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles, followers of our Yahweh, the Son. Verse 18, how that they told you there should be markers in the last time who should walk after their own on Yahweh lust. 19, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Verse 20, but you, beloved, yourself on your most righteous, the most righteous covenant, praying in the righteous spirit. 21, keeping yourselves in love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Yahweh the Son until eternal life. Verses 22, and of some having compassion, making a difference. 23, and others saved, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flood. And I want to go to, we have watchers. I want to go to Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This manner is by the decree of the watchers and demand by the word of the righteous one, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will, and sitteth up over it the base of men. I want to go to Malachi 3, verse 16. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened, he listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yahweh and thought upon his name. I want to go to Enoch. Chapter 40, verses 6, 7, and it reads, and a third voice I heard praying and intercede for those who lived on the earth and pray earnestly in the name of Yahweh of Spirit. Verse 7. And I heard the fourth voice fending off Satan, adversary or accuser, and forbidding them to come before Yahweh's Spirit to accuse them who dwell on the earth. Verse 1. And after that, I saw all the secrets of heaven and how the kingdom is divided and how the action of men are weighted in the balance. Verse 2. And there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansion of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there which denied the name of Yahweh's Spirit. And they were being dragged off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeded from Yahweh, a spirit. So in Jude chapter 1, I think that's verse 22 or 24, I forgot. We're trying to keep you from that fire. And this Enoch, the book of Enoch, was taken out of the Bible. So it is a book of Enoch. I just read out of chapter 40, 6 and 7, 41, 1 and 2. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Yes. Oh, dear Israel. Well, I got to precept on that, mother.
Okay.
Precept on that. Go, see, run to Second Peter. I got something. I got a precept. One thing about the old seer. Don't think the old seer will be idle when he ain't running his I'm always grabbing opinions to pick at some things. And Second Peter chapter, let me see. So in the second book of Peter there, let's see if we get a precept out of what you just said that we can read. In Second Peter, we're gonna look at what? Let me find some second piece. Yes, here, take a little note, because what she's saying is she was telling you about the book of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just bring it to the regular book and see if I'm saying the same thing? Let's go to Second Peter chapter 2, verse 3, down to verse 4 and verse 9. Second Peter 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and verse 9. Let's see that say that, Mother GF Israel. Second Peter, chapter 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and verse 9.
Second Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 and verse 9. Verse 1. But there was false teachers also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying Yahweh that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2. And many shall follow their first
pernicious ways.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with foreign words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time longest lingers not, and their damnation slanders not. I can't get that word. Verse 4. For if Yahweh spared not the ministering spirits that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved.
Hold on that mother heat. Mother dear business. Look at I'm in Second Peter chapter 3. Now look it down in verse 4.
Chapter 2.
Now make it 3. Come on back to verse 3 and Peter verse 1. Second Peter 3, 1. I know I'll wait on my good hit, but that was good too. But
You say Second Peter 3.
Yeah, make it 3, 1 through 4, verse 9, 1, 2, 3,
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 9, and 12 and 14 now. And I'll put a couple more on real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, verse 9, 12 and verse 14. Let's see what that says.
Second Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, verse 9, 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what that says. All right. Yeah, go. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the righteous seers and of the Torah instruction followers, apostles of Yahweh, the Son and Savior. Verse 3, nor in this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, there is the promise. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Verses 9. Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some account slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 12. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Read 13 to 14.
No, 14.
Verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, listen, what I got written is going to happen. He said, now, if I were you, I'd pay attention to what is said to you and be blameless, because mm-hmm. what I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do it. That was just
yeah.
Good enough. Got a few more minutes left in here. So our mother, that was actually again that mother dear Israel. Now, Mother E, let's look at what he says on his coming. He was telling Paul to go tell Northern Kingdom 1 through 6 and 10. Let's we're gonna look at something he told Paul to go by in Northern Kingdom in Second Thessalonians. T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O-N-I-A-N-S. He told them something to put down in writing for the Northern Kingdom. 1:6-10. Let's see what he got. And we still in the same subject matter we on. Pretty good. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 10. Mother E, what is that saying that come out?
Verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with Yahweh to recompense tribute to them that troubles you. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And to you whom are troubled, rest with us when the Yahweh, the Son, shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty flames of fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh, and that obey not the covenant of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Yahweh and from the greatness of his power? Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified, honored in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
That's big talk. What do you say in verse 9 again, Moby? What do you say in verse 9?
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Yahweh and from the greatness of his power?
Moby, is he telling Paul to go tell the northern kingdom, if you ain't taking care of his business by keeping the covenant the way he got written, what is he going to do according to verse 9 that we all can read together?
He says, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction?
The Bible say that? Marie, the Bible say that?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say if you ain't keeping this covenant, you're going to be what?
Honey.
That's in the Bible?
Everlasting destruction.
You're reading it out the Bible.
I'm reading it. Says, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Yahweh and from the greatness of his power?
So is he saying if you ain't keeping the covenant, you're going to be punished? Well, how long is the destruction going to be? How long is it going to be?
Everlasting destruction.
Let's precept that real quick there, Mother. We got to get a precept in that, Luke chapter 18 then. I got to go to Luke 18. And he going to say something in Luke chapter 18. We might as well read it. Mother, you said something in Luke 18 behind that. We might as well see what he said. He said, yeah, Sid, why don't you run to Luke 18 and precept that? He said, all you got to do is precept your Bible, Sid. Okay. What do you got written in the 18th chapter? And we're going to pick up at verse number 7 and 8. Let's see what he says in Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and verse 8.
Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and verse 8. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find the covenant on the earth?
So he says, it's how you going to find you? Let's read Malachi 3:7 down to verse 3:7 down to verse 12 in the closing statement. Let's go to Malachi 3:7-12 in the closing statement. He said, when he come, how he going to find you? Is he going to find you just sitting there jacking your slacks, watching the internet? Or is he going to find you being a doer? He said, the man said, according to what we just read out of Mother E, the man going to punish you. So when I come, how is I'm going to find you? You like the Russian roulette cherubs' ears? Cherubs go around. You got 10 cherubs and 11 people. When the music stops, somebody's not going to have a seat. Is that going to be you? Let's go to Malachi 3, verse 7-12 in the closing statement. What it say? Malachi 3, 7 down to verse 12 and close the saving that mother.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithe and offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now your will, said the Yahweh of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke this devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine be, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. All nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, said the Yahweh of hosts.
Mm. Well, great. Close the day, mother. Yes, catch you on top of the Saturday. The world, listen. What's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Okay. Let me get back here.
And Mother D of Israel, have me Jubilee 32:19-25 waiting on me. Jubilee 32:19-25.
I'll read Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Cast your burden upon the water, for thus shall find it after many days. Give a portion to 7, and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Verse 3. If the cloud be full of rain, they enter themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls towards the south or towards the north, and the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observes the wind shall not blow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap. Verse 5. And thou knowest not whether is the way of the spirit, nor how the bond do grow in the womb. For that is with child, even so thus knowest not the work of Yahweh, who maketh all. Verse 6. In the morning sow your seeds, and in the evening withhold not. Then thine hand from thy, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike. Good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Moses. Now, Moses of Israel, Jubilee 32:19-25. Let's see what that say. And let's see what that say. Jubilee chapter 32:19-25.
Jubilee chapter 32, verses 19-25. And I shall give to your seed all the earth which is under heaven, and they will judge all the nations according to their desire. And after that, they will get possessions of the whole earth and inherit it forever. Verse 20. And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him, and Israel looked till he had ascended. Let me try to get the page. Ascended into heaven. 21. And he saw in a vision of the night, and beheld a ministering spirit descending from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. And he gave them to Israel, and he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. Verse 22. And he showed him all that was written on the tablets and said unto him, do not build this place and do not make it an eternal sanctuary, and do not dwell here, for this is not the rest. I mean, this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham, your father, and dwell with Isaac, your father, until the day of the death of your father. 23. For in Egypt thou wilt die in peace, and in this land you will be buried with honor in the scepter of your father with Abraham and Isaac. 24. Fear not, for as you have seen and read it all be, and do you write down everything as thou hast seen and read. Verse 25. And Israel said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
That's a, so he tell you the bottom line. Let's preach up that to Micah 2, verse 10. So Yahweh said, this is faithful, this is true. He said, now you make sure you write it down and pass it on to those that got ear to hear. This is not your rest. Put all the stock you want into the world system. You lose. Why don't you put your stock in what the Bible's saying and end up being a winner? See what it says in Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Listen good. Micah chapter 2,
verse 10. 2, verse 10. Arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction.
Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 1, down to verse 4 in the closing statement. Matthew 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. He's telling you off the top, say, right? All this planning you're doing, listen, this is not your rest. Why don't you plan to do the Bible say, which is your rest and understanding? Matthew 1, 2, 3, 4, and a closing statement come out.
Okay, I'm having a little. You said Matthew chapter 6.
Verse 1, 2, 3, 4, the closing statement.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. That's right.
Right.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when you doest thine alms money, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrite do in the temple and in the street, that they may have honor of men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 4. 3. But when you doest money, let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth. Verse 4. That thine money may be in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward you openly.
Close that, my dear up Israel, you're on the clock. Top part of Saturday on the hours away, you're on the clock coming.
Okay. Let me get there. let's see. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5. Trust in Yahweh with all thine mind, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own mind, in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health unto your navel and marrow to your bone. Verse 9, honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Verse 10, so shall your barn be filled with plenty, and your press shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Nothing to say after that. Nothing to say. But Yahweh be with you all. Remember, the top part of Saturday is hours away. All the six locations be open. Get in where you fit in at and start the blessing according to the Bible, not on your own mind. From all the mothers, camp out of camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yahweh be with you all. Catch you all on the Saturday. And for the elder teachers. Shalom.
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 Shalom. All the mothers. Shalom.
Yeah, not at all.